but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup!
Moving pictures from the backfield is coming on! Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Lined up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine, and it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the Armbrough
The Grey Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris, la fait encore une fois une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standardbred Canada. Greetings, everybody. Norm Borg at the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. About 3 hours southwest of here is the town of Belleville. A little bit further to the west of Belleville is the town of Quinte. Belleville is supposed to have a racetrack and slots operation going by now. Hasn't happened yet. Quinte seems to want to stand in the wings to take over that operation and put it in their town. The first person we're going to speak to is someone who doesn't care where the track goes, just put up the track. He is one of the many horsemen who have been left in the lurch. We'll be back with horseman Dave Burgess on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. With me on the other end of my line is horseman Dave Burgess. Dave, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Let's begin from the beginning, if we can. You made the move from Cambridge to the Belleville, Quinte area in anticipation of a new track being built with a slots area and the whole shooting match. When did you make that move?
I moved here in October, and they had the sod turning ceremony in August.
Now, when you moved up here, there was already some concern as to whether or not Baymount, the company that owns the rights to the track in Belleville, would have it up and running in any, you know, reasonable time frame. Were you aware of that?
Well, I guess there was actually no deadline put on as to when they had to have it finished. We just expected that it would be going for this year. That's just from the people that I talked to, they figured that Baymount was going ahead with the track.
Okay, so now you're left in the position where you've got to either go to Kawartha or Rideau-Carlton, and we do see your horses up here at Rideau. That's a little bit problematic, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, it is quite a drive from here to go to Rideau-Carlton, although there are other horsemen in the area that do travel back and forth to Rideau-Carlton. But it would be nice to be able to race closer to home. We can race at Kawartha some, and we do race at Kawartha some as well in Peterborough. But we have a few horses, and sometimes it's a little tough to get the right classification for each horse.
I would imagine, and I think you indicated this, that coming up to Rideau, you know, if you don't pick up a check, you're paying to race.
Well, it is expensive with the price of fuel nowadays, and your truck, you know, upkeep, and your trailer upkeep, and you know, your time, if your time is worth anything.
How's this affecting your family, Dave?
Well, I mean, so far we're getting through it, and I mean, we're doing not too badly since we arrived here. It would just make things a lot easier if we did have a track here in the Quinte area.
Certainly would, and we know that there is a bit of a struggle now between Quinte and Belleville, if you will, Quinte West, as to who's going to get this track. It's kind of a crazy situation.
I know people are hoping that it does go to the city of Belleville, due to the fact they do have the property already purchased there.
Right.
But the mayor here in Trenton has agreed that if anything happens that the deal doesn't go ahead with the new track there, then he would be willing to step up to the plate.
Well, let's hope for the best. I mean, the life of a horseman is tough at the best of times. It's not an easy go, and we need people like you of strong spirit to help move things along. Dave Burgess, best of luck. Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much.
Dave Burgess, area horseman from Belleville now, made the move to Belleville, anticipating that the racetrack there would be up and running soon. That hasn't happened yet. We're going to hear from the mayor of Quinte West coming up next on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you as we continue to look into the somewhat mysterious goings-on not too far down the road from where we are here in Ottawa, involving Belleville versus Quinte West and whether or not a new racetrack is going to be built there someday soon. We have on the other end of my line Mayor John Williams, who is the mayor of Quinte West. Mayor Williams, welcome to Trot Radio.
Great, thank you.
Suffice to say, Your Worship, your inquiries into the progress of the Belleville track, which is basically being run or going to be run by Baymount Corporation, is causing a bit of consternation, wouldn't you say?
Well, I guess, the issue came up about a year ago when we were approached by the OHA group, Ontario Harness Horse Association, came to us and said, we're concerned this thing at Belleville's been 4 or 5 years now, and we like to be racing, and have you ever considered, if they can't do it, if you would be interested in putting a track in Quinte West? And we said as a council, yes, we would be. And we have a site, about 100-acre site, right near a lake just off the 401 that would make a good site. So it came about because of their inquiry as far as even asking. And, we're not, and we've said this all along, we're not trying to steal anything. We're simply offering an alternative if the site can't work and they can't get it going.
Now, let me ask you, have you been approached at all by the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association?
Not specifically, no. I have not been approached by anybody that I'm aware of. Simply the ones that I speak to, and I don't speak to them every day, but I do get a call probably once a month or so, is from the OHA group.
Now, that's interesting because I should point out that the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association does have an agreement with Baymount for that track. Right. They effectively will represent the horses in the horsemen, rather, in the area. I would have thought by now they'd want to get in touch with you.
Well, yeah, again, I'm not driving this thing. I'm simply, again, as offering a alternative to it. And I think what we found is that every time we bring this issue up or it comes up through the press and they ask, there seems to be a flurry of activity, at least on, trying to answer questions or whatever. And I think the fact that this project has been sitting there now close to 5 or 6 years, I guess from a horseman's point of view, whether you're with the group, Rideau group, or the OHA group, I guess the important thing is that you'd like to see racing in this area. And our only other concern is we don't want to see somebody else get a hold of it and take it to areas like North Bay or Cornwall.
Now, let me ask you, have you heard from Mayor Ellis of Belleville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talk to Neil all the time. Yeah, yeah. We're very, we do a lot of stuff together. And, we look at this, I do anyhow, and I know he does a lot as the Quinte area. And, we do a lot of stuff. So we communicate, at least once or twice a week.
He has never been upset that your people have, basically stepped up to the plate?
No, I don't think it's upset. I think he's probably frustrated, as frustrated as I'm sure he is. I know he is, as far as, trying to get something going, too. So I don't think he, at least he, I don't certainly portray it again as we're trying to take something away. We're trying to encourage something to happen. So if it happens there, great, let's get going. And if they can't get it happening there, then, what else, what are their options? I guess the OLG guys who have, supposedly come up with the money for the casino and stuff, you'd think somebody would be putting a timeline on these guys and saying, you're either going to do it or we'll get somebody else.
That is a very interesting point. Now, I should point out for our listeners that Trot Radio did attempt to get in touch with a representative from Baymount Corporation. A message was left, and that phone call was not returned. So just in the interest of fairness, we want to point out that we did want to get Baymount to get their perspective on this. Now, really, when you look at the overall situation, Your Worship, and we are on the line with Mayor John Williams of Quinte West, OLG has loaned Baymount $14 million, and so far they've had one shovel in the ground. Is it realistic to think that the OLG is going to turn around and say, oh, well, that didn't work, let's move on to Quinte West? I mean, how's this whole thing going to be financed?
Well, I think that OLG's, they hold they have the licensing as far as and they can make that decision which way they want to go. I mean, I don't know what OLG's thoughts are on their $14 million. I mean, if they haven't I guess, as I understand it, it's a loan, I believe.
That's right.
And so if they haven't built anything or started anything, I assume they haven't given them the $14 million. They probably signed off on something saying, you know, provided you do this, this, and this, you'll get some money. So I guess OLG, and we're going to meet with them on May 29th.
I wanted to get to that, as a matter of fact.
Coming down, and I guess that'd be a good question to ask the OLG as to what do you suggest you do? Like, you say to Belleville, okay, you know, that didn't work, and we're going to go try to solicit somebody else to come to Belleville and do it? Or are they going to offer it somewhere else? I don't really know. That's something hopefully we can find out.
Well, these are indeed interesting times. And, you know, at the center of it all, and we just interviewed a local horseman from the Belleville area who has to ship up to Rito to race. You know, there are a lot of livelihoods at stake here. We're talking about an industry that employs thousands upon thousands of people. Very, very integral to the economy of Ontario. So really, speaking as just a fan, if I take off my Trot Radio hat, you know, I'm rooting for more racing. More racing is always a good thing. So, listen, we want to wish you all the best of luck on this, and hopefully something will work out.
Well, as I said, I think that, you know, I think that OLG and the others are, again, we're encouraging, and again, I'm with you. I mean, the guys, the people that are the race, the people that the race the horses, I mean, they're the ones we'd like to see going. Of course, there's a lot of jobs involved in this, so, you know, but I think the point is, at what point in time does the OLG or somebody say enough's enough? Like, how long do you go on? Another 5 years? And I think all of it, all we're trying to do, and I know Neil is too, is to say, okay, let's make a decision, and whatever happens, happens. But it must be frustrating for the horseman, for sure.
Well, the whole thing is like being almost pregnant, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And nobody likes to be that.
No. Mayor John Williams, Mayor of Quinte West, real pleasure having you here on Trot Radio. Great. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, and we'll look forward to some type of solution.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Right. Mayor John Williams, Mayor of Quinte West, and some frank talk about what in the world is going on between Belleville and Quinte. Again, I stress we attempted to make contact with Baymount Corporation. They're the ones that are basically running the show or are supposed to be building this track. They did not respond to our requests for an interview. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. We'll be back with more coming up in the next few weeks. Don't forget to drop us a line at the Standardbred Canada website. You can also contact me directly at nborg@rcr.net. Would love to hear from you. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Technical producers John Schmidt and Chris Knowles, and is brought to you by Borg Communications. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Standardbred Canada or its affiliated racetracks.